gentlemen, Top Shelf Fantasy here. I'm taking over. This is Tyler. We've got a great cast of characters with me. Scotty Milne, who usually runs the show here, is in the building. Jeff, have you been on Top Shelf?
Yep. Yeah, I make stop-ins every once in a while.
So Jeff's been there. We also have Victor and Devin, who have not been on it. This episode's a little different. We're going to talk about the Survivor game we played about a week ago. So to give you the idea of what we did, a week ago, we had 8 people come over to my house. We ran a Survivor game like the television show. For those who don't watch it, basically immunity challenges, vote outs, scheming, hidden immunity idols, and some other things. It was very fun. And we figured at least fake idols. And I know that obviously I'm the one who put it together. I was the most like crazy about this whole thing. But the day or two after we did it, I was thinking a lot about it and be like, I want to talk about this. So figured we'd get a podcast going. So here we are. What's up, everybody?
Not much. Final four on screen.
So, we got the final four here. We'll kind of walk through the game and how everything went right now. So first immunity competition, we did a thing where you had to run around the house, grab popsicle sticks. You had, each stick had a different value on it. The goal was to get as many points as you could. I initially said that it was for 4 minutes. Everyone was completely gassed after like 1 minute. So midstream, which might not have been fair, I said, all right, let's go. I just kind of told myself, I'm only doing this for 3 minutes. These people are going to die. So yeah, who ended up winning that one?
That was me and June.
Yeah, so Devin and June won that one.
But definitely got the blood flowing for everybody.
Oh my god, I was so nervous about it because like I didn't know how seriously you guys were going to take the whole thing. and if you're listening, I was Jeff Probst. I wasn't participating. I was hosting. But I didn't know what it was going to look like. I tried to make that first challenge. Yeah, I tried to give people incentive to really go. So if you won, you got immunity. If you came in last, you got a punishment. I didn't say what the punishment was. But it was great because the second I said go, whoever the first 4 people were, because you guys were all working in teams, just like sprinted out of the gate to go around to the front. My wife, who was there helping out, like she couldn't believe it when you guys came busting down the driveway. But anyway, Junichi and Devin won that one. Scotty, what did you find while we were doing that challenge?
Well, I found an advantage. I kind of screwed that up because I should have read the advantage all the way through. But again, we were timed, so I had to get back. The advantage did say, you know, go to Tara afterwards for a hint to another advantage. But it said you can take another stick. If I was able to take another stick, me and Jeff win that challenge. I think we lost by 2 total points. So we pick up a stick of 8 next to it, then we probably would have won.
I don't know if you caught this, though. While the challenge was going on, I think Tara realized she messed up, and she told Jeff on the next round that he can grab 2 sticks.
Did you grab 2?
Yeah.
Okay, we still would have lost. All right.
Yeah, I thought she told everybody to grab 2. I went running by her, and she's like, grab 2 this time. And I thought for sure it was like, good. Everybody must be getting 2. So I'm surprised somebody behind me didn't watch me grab 2 sticks. Like, what the hell is he doing? He's cheating.
Yeah,
Scotty also – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what I did was I think me and Jeff kept on going down to the front yard by the road. So running further away was like the number 10 sticks, 8s, and then the furthest away was a red stick. And that was the advantage. After the challenge went to Tara, she said, there's a advantage on your neighbor's porch. I'm like, all right, how do I get there without everyone looking at me? Luckily, everyone's gassed and hot. You go inside to go in the AC. I'm like, this is perfect. Fake immunity idol, which I never ended up playing it. But
let's talk about what happened at the jury, and then we'll get into that because I do think there was some strategy on that you might have missed out on.
Yep. I agree.
So yeah, we go to immunity, or I'm sorry, tribal council. June and Devin have immunity, and of course, the first one was. I know before like you guys went to that first tribal, I felt like people weren't really, they weren't really it didn't seem like people were talking about that much about like who they were going to vote for, at least with some people. So I really had no idea how it was going to go. Could you guys talk about like who, when did you first approach someone, or when did you first get approached by someone? And I don't know, who did you end up voting for? Like, Jeff, so, why don't you start?
I say, so at least for me, like after the first challenge, we all just kind of like stood around hanging out, and it was like, all right, nobody's really going to like talk strategy. But like, I just kind of mentioned to Tom, like, hey, we'll probably work together. And then like, we were both kind of just on the same page, like chips, like Copley, chips. Yeah. And that was like the entirety of our potential like strategy discussion before the first vote. And then like we had the first vote, and that's when like the game like really kicked in, and we were all like, oh, we should like really start playing.
Well, I said, hey guys, we're going to do tribal. I think it was Cobbly looks at me. He's like, wait, already? And I'm like, yeah, let's get ready for it. And I think I said, like, all right, 2 minutes. Then I walked inside for a second, because I saw people kind of like, not panic, but they're like, oh shit, this is real. And then I walked inside and saw Tara, and I'm just like, I think this is going to light a fire under their ass. Because the next one, you guys definitely were talking a little bit more. Victor, who's the first person you approached, and or who approached you?
Well, leading up to this the whole time, I was like, I just don't want to be the first vote out because it's so embarrassing and just the shame of that. And then I wasn't talking to anybody at the beginning, and I just had this dread that it was me. But actually, Scotty came up to me right before we were going to vote, and actually said, Liz, at that point, right, we were going to vote. And I just felt like this relief, like, oh my God, all right. And really, I kind of, you know, I wanted to be with Scotty the rest of the game, because I was like, all right, somebody came up to me, and you know at least there was a plan that it wasn't me. So I did still think I could go that first vote out, but my first vote was for Liz for that first tribal.
And I think
Devin,
it's where
how about you?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry, Devin. No, go Devin.
I didn't have any, like, I hadn't talked to anyone at that point, but I had a feeling that I was going to vote Liz out. And I guess I didn't vote Liz out. I wanted her to stay in because, no offense, she was kind of like the weakest link at that point. And I didn't feel super confident. So I'm like, I got to keep her in. And also, like, kind of, she was the only other girl, so I wanted her to stick with me. But I also am like, I got to be better than somebody. So I kept her in.
Wait, so who did you vote for?
That's a great question. I might have, did I vote for Scotty?
Yeah.
I think my, at that point, I think my technique was whoever was the most like confident, I was like, get them out of here.
I'd say, I'm pretty sure she voted for either me or Scotty, because I remember after saying, like, you two were on a team together and you're being cocky. I was immediately like, I am voting them out.
So Jeff, did you get a vote against
I got a vote in the first one? Yeah, I got one vote in the first tribal, because I remember you reading it and being like, of course I'm gonna be the first person voted out. Exactly the thing that Victor's afraid of, the embarrassing moment of like, man, it's me first.
So Devin voted for, do we know who was, like, one voted Scotty and one voted for Jeff? Was it Junichi was the other one maybe who put a vote on you guys?
It had to be.
All right.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So it ended up, all right, so Scotty, who was the first person you approached, or who approached you?
I think it's when you said, I'll give you guys 2 more minutes, because like, crap, we didn't talk about anything. And then it was just kind of like passing Victor and Scott, right? Liz. And then it's kind of where you sat too. Like, we sat, me, Scott, Victor. So at that point, we just look at each other like, Liz, so it's not us. At least she gets 3 votes. Like, then that's good.
Right.
So that's my first thing, was just being around Victor and Scott at the same time. Being like, crap, we don't want to be the first ones. Let's just get someone else out. And I'm like, oh, there's a power couple. It's her and her husband, even though it probably didn't really matter, but it was a good argument.
So at first vote, it went 3 for Cobbly, 3 for Liz, 1 for Scotty, 1 for Jeff. So we had a tie on the first vote. In Survivor, if you get a tie on the vote, what happens is you re-vote, and only the leading vote getters can be voted for. So at that point, it's down to Cobbley and Liz. Everyone's got to vote again. Obviously, those two are not going to vote anymore, so you're only going to have six votes. And if you tie again on the second vote, then the two top vote getters are safe. So if you guys tied again, then Cobbs and Liz would be safe. And it would basically be down to, I guess, Scotty, Jeff, Victor, and Tom. Because you guys would have drawn rocks. And it would have been a random 1 in 4 chance of going home. What was the conversation like around that when that happened?
So for me, I know like the second that it came up that we might potentially turn or draw rocks, I turned to Tom and said, like, I'm prepared to plant my flag in the sand right now. And like, if you need me to draw rocks to not vote against Liz, I'll draw rocks. Because I knew Tom's not going to turn on Liz's wife. And I want to solidify me working with Tom and Liz. So I told him, like, I'm prepared to plant my flag in the sand with you. I will draw rocks if we have to. So like, I was fully prepared. Like, if this is what we're going to do, you know, I'm not going to switch sides now. I'm going to like lock in what I have going, and hopefully somebody else is prepared to move off their original vote.
Victor, what were you thinking in that moment? You were thinking, I'm not drawing rocks.
I crumpled immediately when Jeff said, I'm ready to draw rocks, because although it would have been whatever 25% chance, I just was like, I want to stay in the game. So, you know, and I, you know, we had just started. So I wasn't prepared to do the honorable thing and build an alliance. I just wanted to think for myself and get through the first vote.
You wanted a 100% chance of moving on in that first vote. Scotty, you crumbled pretty quick, didn't you?
Maybe not as quick, but pretty quick. I think my thing was talking to Devin just at the chairs, and I think even Devin said, like, I'm voting for Cobbs no matter what. So I'm like, all right, so if June votes for Liz, which she ended up doing, and we vote for Liz, then it's a tie, and I didn't want to draw rocks. Same thing with Victor. Like, I want to be in the game. Let's let one person that did get votes the first tribal go home. It would suck for us to go home, people that didn't even, you know, receive a vote at all. So it was hard to go against Cobbs, but again, I want to stay in the game. And I mean, we lasted almost the entire day, so I'm glad I did do the vote out of Chibs.
So yeah, Scotty, he weighed the decision. He said, my lifelong friendship with Scott Cobbley or stay in this goofy game for a little bit longer. And he slit his best friend's throat. So we did the revote. I think, yeah, Cobbley got voted out, which means Liz probably only got, did she only get one vote that second time?
June, yeah.
June voted for Liz. Everyone else went Cobbley. So Cobbley was the first one eliminated. Scotty got an advantage. So after that elimination, I don't know if we went right into the second challenge.
We did.
Given you guys, did we? We could still kind of play around with this though. So after that first tribal, there was a point where everyone had a little bit of free time. I guess the challenge happened, but after the second challenge, which we'll get into in a second, I see Scotty just like wandering over kind of in the driveway. No one else is there. He ends up going and getting that advantage that was on the neighbor's porch. The advantage said, this is a fake idol. Use it however you see fit. If you get somebody to use it at a tribal council, you secure yourself an extra vote at a future tribal council until there's like 4 people left. Scotty, why didn't you end up trying to use that at some point?
I probably should have, but almost the entire day was kind of brought up so many times. If there's a real idol, there's a note with that idol. Just a heads up. Like, if you don't find a note, it's fake. So I felt like if I try to go to someone and say, here's this idol, it would be like, all right, cool. Show me the note, because it has to be a note. And I didn't have that. I didn't think that would have burned me. All right, screw Scotty, let's vote that guy out. So that's kind of why I didn't do it, because I didn't feel like I had to do it. Having that extra vote, end of the day, in the final four, didn't matter with Jeff playing another advantage regardless. So it wouldn't matter anyways. I think I probably should have tried just for like maybe, you know, to Liz or Tom middle of the game. because maybe they would have taken, you know, at tribal, or I was thinking of leaving it like at the voting thing with Tara and say, hey, you know, when Liz or Tom get up here, I should have said, you don't know who it's from kind of thing. And they do have it. So I don't know. The next day I thought about a lot of different ways I could have used it and should have, but I didn't really have to use it at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. When I put it out there, I was thinking it could be used in a few ways. One of them was to have someone else play it, them not knowing that it's fake. Another thing I thought was you just give it to an ally. You say, hey, this is fake. Go use it, and then I'll get an extra vote. Tell them exactly what's going on. And then another way could just be like, you're at tribal. Hey, guys, I'm playing this idol. Like, you know, doesn't make sense to vote for me, whatever. And maybe you get some people to switch. Maybe they vote for Victor at the final four instead of you. I don't know. Those are some things I thought. One other question. I think the other discussions of these other vote outs hopefully aren't as long, but I thought about this for like 2 or 3 days pretty heavy after it happened. But like, and obviously I'm crazy about this. Were you guys like thinking it over again and second guessing and thinking of how you could have played it a little bit differently?
You're talking about the first vote out?
I just mean like the game in general, like at the very end, even because I was kind of going through it in my head thinking what people could have done. And I was wondering if you guys, like, was Devin buzzing the next day? Was Jeff kicking himself, thinking he got robbed? Was Victor thinking of what he could have done? Like, was there any of that with you guys?
There was definitely some second thoughts on my end. And even like, I don't know, like right after I left, I called Shannon on the way home and like explained the whole thing to her. And immediately she was like, yeah, why would you choose Devin to be the person to go against in the finals? Like she definitely could persuade people to beat you given like how she gets there versus like how Victor got there. You should have definitely taken Victor. And I was like, you know what? In hindsight, maybe that would have been a better idea, but it was obviously too late by then. But like, I like legitimately probably lost sleep when I was laying in bed for like the next few days thinking about like, man, what if I just brought Victor to the final two instead of Devin?
Victor, did you think about any of it?
I was looking back, thinking about my little like quick speech to Jeff on who he should vote for. And if I could have gone back, I probably would have said something like, you know, I'm not going to vote for you, Jeff. So, you know, if you get rid of me, you don't have a vote. And maybe Devin.
Yeah, you should have said that.
To vote for you. And for whatever reason, I just didn't think of that at the time. But I empathize with Jeff's pain because on the show Survivor, when there's that situation, there's been times where people intentionally don't want to win because they don't want to be in the position to pick someone and, you know, burn somebody to get to the end where, you know, they feel like it's a lose-lose situation. You win immunity, you do get to the end, but you got to pick somebody to burn type of thing.
Yeah, we'll go over a little bit more of that when we get to the later part of this. But yeah, I mean, that was not an easy decision for Jeff. The whole thing was tough. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Deb, are you thinking about it the next day or two? And you can be honest.
I've been thinking about it all week. Just, obviously I played very different than everybody else just because I didn't really know anybody. And I was more, I had a different method. But I don't know. I don't think I was very thoughtful about the entire way I played. Which kind of at the end, like all week, I'm like, did I? I probably shouldn't have won, you know? But at the same time, I feel like my method ended up working. So I'm like trying to like, I don't know, give myself credit for it. Obviously there's other stuff we'll get to later that I definitely have thought about throughout this week.
And Scott, you said you thought a little bit about just maybe how you could have played an idol, or have you been thinking about it over the week?
Yeah, just the idle part. I think my game, I wouldn't have changed. I think I'd play the game. I went out to play, got voted out, but I don't think it would have changed much. I just thought of like different rules that we could, you know, put in the game afterwards than actually how I played. So yeah. Other than the idol, maybe not picking Scott for that challenge because he got me eliminated on purpose. So
limited sabotage.
Yep. But you learn.
All right. So the next challenge was what I thought was the best challenge, the blindfolds. You had to go get the footballs that were on the yard. So you had one person on a team calling, other people blindfolded, had to go retrieve items. Obviously, I wasn't a part of it, but I was laughing the entire time. Like, that was the best thing to watch ever. Couldn't stop laughing. At the end of that, June and Victor ended up winning it. It was tight, though. They were up against Devin and Liz at the end. But June and Victor took it. So they were safe. And then that vote, I can't remember what the numbers were. Devin got voted out. Was it almost unanimous other than do we remember what the numbers were on that second one? You remember, Dev?
I think it was mostly me. I mean, obviously it was mostly me, but I don't think there were many other votes. It was pretty much unanimous.
Does anyone else remember other people who got votes on that one? I mean, maybe June didn't vote for you. I could see that maybe happening. But I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was pretty mainly Devin. And I do think it's because just as, you know, Survivor game, we're like, all right, now the game's kind of started after that first tribal. And I think we all kind of said to ourselves, like, you know, June and Devin won the first challenge. June just won this one. These two are the strongest. Probably not the case, but like that in Survivor, like that's what you kind of think of. Like, again, what's going to help me not go home? Let's kind of all get together and vote out a person that just won immunity, the challenge before this.
Right. I would say for me personally, it became like a pretty like easy vote, I guess I would say, because like I already pre-established I was working with Tom and Liz. June and Victor had won immunity, and I have a good relationship with Scotty, so I didn't want to like burn a vote on Scotty early when I knew like, oh, I could possibly work with Scotty before. I don't like have a pre-built relationship with Devin, so she became like the person that I was going to vote for in that vote, because the running conversation with like the people that I was close to before that vote was, oh, June has won both of the first two immunities, so he's the person that we need to get out as soon as he doesn't win an immunity. So like, if I can cut off Devin, who is his partner in the first game, who might be his only ally in the game right now, this is the time that we're definitely going to do that. So Devin became like the obvious vote for me on vote two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
go ahead.
Kind of made me regret keeping Liz in, because she ended up being my partner for the last part of that. And I mean, I crushed the first part of that challenge when I was guiding June and Victor, and then Liz came in and was my partner after that. So it was like I had to be kind of, with no offense, the weakest link. So I was like, I probably should have not kept in someone, because I was just a little better than them, because that ended up biting me in the ass.
You better be careful, Devin, because if we play this next year and Liz hears this, she's not going to
get
her ass out.
Where we were still besties during it. It was fine.
Honestly, I think Liz was in a little bit of a tough spot, because she didn't get to do blindfold in the round before. She had to sit out for that. So she was in kind of a tough spot. Also, I think part of me thinks whoever had Victor on their team was winning that challenge. Because Victor in the blindfold was just... he had the strategy so down. Funny.
That was probably my highlight for the game. That was the only immunity I won. And that was the only time I felt comfortable, you know. And yeah, probably that was my highlight.
I mean, Victor he's getting on the ground. He's doing a crazy like fencing style technique to like get everywhere. he killed it. It was awesome. All right, so Devin gets voted out in that second one. I don't think there's much else to say on that one. The third challenge is, I don't want to get into like the whole rules of it, but it's a little bit of trivia, because you're trying to figure out the date that something happened, but a little bit strategy too. You can stay or you can fold each round. It ended up coming down at the end to Scotty and Junichi. So Scotty and June. June had already won two immunities, so it would have been really interesting if he won that third one to kind of see how the rest of the game played out. But Scotty did end up winning it. Before that challenge, I'm not sure exactly when it was, but June had actually found the hidden immunity idol. So he had the idol in his pocket. We all go up to vote, or you guys all go up to vote. I think that one was close to being like unanimous. I don't remember who else got votes on that one, but that was a pretty easy vote out, and he did not play the idol. So he got the boot on that. I mean, Devin, did you vote for June on that one?
She's already out.
Devin was out.
But
oh, you were out. My bad.
That reminds me that I forgot to mention that right before I had gotten out, I found an immunity idol.
But I'll get to that fake. One when we get to. I'll get to that one when we get to the Liz vote out when she played it.
Okay. All right. But I was gonna say like I that was something I could have used, but it turns out it was a good thing I didn't.
As someone who was out of the game, did you know that June had it?
I had no idea. No. But that was kind of when I started to play my game outside of the real game, was when everyone was out. So that's when I started kind of making some connections with people, didn't like establish any real, well, kind of started establishing alliances, but because we knew that there was a chance later on of us, of someone getting back in. But yeah, I had no idea that June had it.
I mean, Devin and Copley, who were the first two voted out, every time I looked over at the jury, they're just like looking right at each other, like just talking about, I don't, maybe nothing game related, I don't know, but when I look
it
back at the end,
I'm
like,
related.
So when I look back at the end, I'm like, that's probably why Devin got his vote. But anyway, Junichi gets voted out with an idol in his pocket. I think we can start talking about one of the rules that probably could be changed, that would definitely be changed if I did this again. You get voted out with an idol, you got to surrender the idol. What do you guys think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like in Survivor on the show, if somebody gets voted out with an idol in their pocket, a new idol goes back into play because that idol's out of the game.
Yeah,
it's something
and like if someone like, you know, Jeff, me, or Victor found that, didn't play, got voted out, I think we go to you and say, hey, what do we do with this? Because we do watch the show. June has no idea that, like, oh, he's out. He should, you know, talk to you. Here it is. Go place it someplace else. He just probably thinks, oh, I'll keep the idol. I have a chance to get back in or give it to someone at some point. So I do think that that's a good change.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously it comes into play a little bit later. The next challenge we did, I believe, was the cornhole. So yeah. Yeah, next challenge was cornhole. So just a modified cornhole game. Jeff ends up winning that one. So he gets his first immunity. When people went to vote, when they got to the voting table, there was a red pen and a black pen for when they cast their vote. Who used that red pen on the first? Actually, I'll explain what it is. So if you use the red pen, if you write someone's name in red pen, when that vote is cast, it's either going to count as a double vote, meaning you get two, or it's going to count as no votes. It gets canceled out. It's basically due to the flip of a coin. If you write it in black, it's just a standard one vote. Who used the red pen on that first vote?
Jeff and Victor, those fuckers.
Yeah, because that vote ended up coming down to Liz and Scotty. So Victor and Jeff must have voted Liz, right?
Yep, and one didn't count. And then the last vote was Liz, and I had one more vote. So she got two votes, and she was out. So that was nerve-wracking because I think we all thought Liz was going to go home, and then both Victor and Jeff played it. I don't know what your plan was with that instead of just doing black.
Yeah, what were you guys thinking?
So I don't know. At the time I was kind of thinking, I don't know if I have the numbers to vote out Liz, because I was at the time switching potentially from, I had been working with Tom and Liz, to cutting Liz out because I didn't want them to be like the power couple when we were down to four and be like, oh, it's them two and me. And I think that it's going to come down to, oh, it's them two and me. So at the time I kind of thought like, oh, maybe I need the extra vote. But I also remember feeling this like internal dilemma of like, Well, I kind of hope that it comes up no vote, because then I don't feel guilty about voting Liz out, and maybe like she stays in and it's like, oh well, that was just fate. Or maybe we tie and then like it can just be like more like out in the open as to like, oh, who's gonna get voted out right now, and like I can confer with like Tom, like, hey, what's the strategy going forward if Liz stays right now? Because I'm not confident that if Liz stays that I'm still gonna be your number one. I think you're gonna take your wife over me.
Victor, what were you thinking?
I also didn't think there was enough votes to get Liz when I did the math. So I think I didn't trust Jeff to vote for. I thought Jeff, Tom, and Liz were still together, and I felt like it was me and Scott. Was that it? Was that it at this point?
Yeah, it
I
was
mean, yeah,
five.
because Tom wasn't going to vote for Liz.
Yeah. So I think that's what was going on in my head. I was like, this is almost like a Hail Mary to try and tie it up or something, because I felt like we were on the outs numbers wise.
Because I had approached you and Scotty about like this is the vote where we're gonna split Liz and Tom up. So you must have just thought like, well, Jeff's just talking smoke to me. He's not really gonna turn on them right now or cut one of them out right now.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time remembering. It's either I didn't remember or all I had talked to was Scott at that point.
It's also you
So,
see it. It's like, oh, the red's so cool. Maybe I'll do it.
it
Like it is.
definitely added a little excitement. So on that vote, yeah, it was two votes Scotty. I think one vote Liz. Then we got a red Liz vote, which got, oh no, how did it go? Yeah, red Liz vote
Yeah.
got canceled out, so it was still 2-1. And then we had one more red Liz vote, so it was really down to the flip of a coin. If it went one way, Scotty was out. If it went the other, it was Liz.
Was
And it
sweating.
question.
ended up being
Did
Liz going out.
we did people know what the red was for? There's just two markers there, and you use whatever one you use.
There was a note that told you what you're like, it told you what the decision was.
Okay.
And something I jumped over too is before we read the votes on this one, Liz played an immunity idol that turned out to be fake. When you guys saw that play, did you, I'm assuming you probably all thought it was real, maybe except for Devin.
Oh, so before that vote, me and Tom were inside just like cooling down, getting like a snack or whatever. And Liz came into the house like showing like, oh, look, I have an advantage, a note in my hand. So that also went into the calculus of me thinking like, oh, this is the time that I have to split Tom and Liz up and specifically vote Liz out and not Tom, because I think she has, I know, because I was with them when she got it, that she has an immunity idol in her pocket. So me and Tom told her, like, go in the bathroom, unwrap it right now, read the note, make sure that's what it is. And like that's what it was. So that also went into the calculus in my head of like, oh, I need to take Liz out while me, Tom, and Liz are still a solid three, at least so they think, so that like I can take her idol out now so that doesn't come back to bite me if Tom and Liz are still in the game together and she has an idol. Now I really am the third wheel.
Now, is
Victor,
that
did you?
idol,
Oh, go
sorry,
ahead.
that idol wasn't from this game, right? It was brought from an outside source, which I assume you're going to get to, right?
Yeah, so Scott Cobley, yeah, I thought about texting everyone before we ever played the game saying, listen, no bringing in like outside stuff, including idols. But then at some point I'm getting in my head like, yeah, that's something I would do, but like no one's as like much of a maniac as I am. Like, if I was going to be playing the game. So I just didn't want to be a weirdo and say that. And then, of course, Scott Cobley comes in with like a very fake note, a pretty good idol, planted it in the game. Devin, didn't you find it originally?
So yeah, I found it first, and that was when I got voted out, and I was gonna save it. I did because I didn't think I was gonna get voted out that second time, that second challenge. So I saved it, and then I went and sat down, and I actually talked to Scott Cobley about it, and he was, or no, he actually mentioned it. He was like, "Did you find an immunity idol in the garden bed?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm like, yeah, and I'm pissed. I didn't use it. And he let me know that he brought it. And I like made him promise like 40 times that he was telling the truth, because as we know, I was having trouble trusting anyone. So he let me know that, and I'm like, no way. And he described it exactly how it was. It was intricate. And the note was so believable, but I should have known, because I know your handwriting, Ty, so I should have known. But he told me that, and he's like, you got to go hide that somewhere else. And so I'm like, all right. So I had thrown away the note and everything in the trash in the bathroom. So I'm like, shit. I went back in the bathroom, grabbed it, tried to smooth it out, wrapped it again. Like, it was ridiculous, but I hit it in a spot that someone was going to find it pretty easily. Like, it wasn't like super hidden, but yeah, lo and behold, Liz found that one.
And then you hit it again, and obviously Liz found it. Victor, did you know it was a fake when Liz played it?
No, nope. Because like you said, it looked legit.
Scotty, how about you?
I thought it was real, because it looked, and like, all right, the one that I have is fake. It looks okay. That one looks real. Like, that's an idol.
Chibs, it was just really just good.
Crushed it.
Well, and like at that point, I had no idea what that was. Like, I knew it wasn't one of mine. I got so in my head for a second. She gives it to me. I'm like, wait, like, what? I was confused for a second. Like, clearly I didn't make this, but I had no idea what it was. And even earlier, Liz, I was in the kitchen, and Liz is like being all kind of like a little sneaky, and she goes, so how many people are left? And I'm like, five. She's like, oh, so I guess I'll have to use that soon. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And I just assumed she found the real one. Yeah, when she played that, man, ooh, that was the best tribal council, because you had the coin flip and you had the fake idol.
And the person that played the fake idol got voted out on the coin flip. Like, that's, I think a lot of tribals were kind of like epic like that. Like, the first one was tie. That one was just a coin flip. That could have changed the entire game. It was me or Liz.
Oh, there were so.
If it's me, then Victor's probably next.
There were so many moments there where it did flip like that. Then I'm remembering too, Victor played a fake one in the tribal before, I think just to maybe have some fun. That that also was great, because it kind of got it going too.
For the love of the game, for the TV cameras, I played it to be dramatic. But I mean, once I started playing, I kind of realized I have this fake idol, but I can't really, all you can really do is give it to someone to like screw them. And I just felt like that wasn't a really good option or a good opportunity. So in my head, I brought it in thinking it would be this powerful thing, but I didn't come to a situation where I thought it would be helpful. So I just played out myself.
And it's like, if the game's for $1 million with a bunch of people you're never going to see again, potentially, you'd probably be like, oh yeah, I'll screw someone over, but it's a little tougher in this situation.
I think that next time, probably not. Don't allow those. I thought it was like perfect. I was happy that there were fake ones this time. It like, even Scott was just like, Ty's gonna love this. Like, this is gonna be like very juicy. But I think next time people would, I think it would be kind of be mayhem if you allowed fake idols to come in again.
Yeah. I mean, I put one into the game. I think just people can't bring stuff from the outside, pretty much. Like,
right, outside fake idols, yeah.
And if someone, like, part of me is like, maybe it's okay if someone does make something, but everyone knows it has to come with a note, but you, at the minimum, you can't make a fake note, just because then it really does just turn into chaos. So yeah, Liz went out on that next vote. Then we did a battle back. I kind of did a battle back just because, honestly, I felt bad for people who got voted out so early. I wanted them to have some opportunity to get back into the game. So we do a water bottle flipping battle back competition. June was the big favorite. He was dominating during practice. but between Devin, June, Liz, and Cobley, Devin did end up winning to get herself back into the game. So then we were back to five. So at that point, it's Devin, Victor, Jeff, Scott, and Tom. We go to the next immunity, which I think was the survey one. This would have been the one that Scotty won. So Scotty wins the survey one. Everyone got to my house, took a survey about everyone else. I don't know if I would do it that way again, just because not everyone knew each other, but it was still interesting. basically you had to take out other people's lives. Everyone basically had three lives. If you get a question right, you go up to someone else and you take away one of their lives. So it could reveal alliances and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think there was a really kind of a really important moment for like the game that we were playing in the end of that challenge when me and Tom had been X'd out. Everybody has their three lives. Scotty has zero lives taken, and both Victor and Devin are down to their last life. And Victor has the opportunity to X somebody out first. So if he does the math, him and Devin both take out two of Scotty's lives, and Scotty just picks one of them. They're out, and the other person goes head to head with him. So Victor should do the calculus of like, oh, well, I should take Scotty's life because I could just do a coin flip with Scotty in the next round. But Victor made a very distinct choice to like play his hand that he's in a strong alliance with Scotty right now. So he's going to take Devin out, allow Scotty to take him out, and give Scotty the immunity right there. So I think it was like a really important thing, at least for me and Tom, to look at each other like, oh, like, yes, me and Tom are working together, but like now it's very, very clear that Victor and Scotty are working together too.
Yeah, because to be clear, Victor taking out Devin automatically made so Victor, what was your thought process on that one?
Yeah, in my mind, I thought it was apparent that Scott and I were working together just because I don't think I spoke with Tom at all really during the game. I think Jeff and I spoke a little bit, but I felt like that was out there. And I could have, you know, kept the game going, X Scott out, and tried to keep it a little ambiguous, but I basically wanted to end the challenge right there and just get eyes off this conversation. I felt the longer it went on, the more, I don't know. In my head, I thought, just end it. And, you know, yeah, I am with Scott, but I guess I didn't think that was like revealing any information at that point.
Yeah, I'm on my end, like it was Jeff and Tom, me and Victor, but I think such like me and Jeff also worked together. I think for most of the game, we were on the same side of a lot of the votes minus the first vote. And I think we both knew like at some point, Final Four, it's going to be one of us, depending on who wins or who's going to lose. And at that point, like I went to Devin, she just got back in the game. I wanted her on at least my side and my side's Victor. Victor did give her the first X. I'm like, Victor, come on. Like we need this vote. End up working out because we were able to get Tom out with Devin anyways. But I think with me winning it and not getting one X, I think at that point, Jeff's like, yeah, if I win the next challenge, Scott's out of here.
Interesting. So Scotty does get immunity. I forgot to say on the battle back, Junichi had the idol he found in his pocket. Devin wins the battle back. And I guess I was the only one to see this, but I saw June just slip it into Devin's hand. I had no idea that June had it at that point. So then I knew Devin had it. So Devin's got an immunity idol. We go to tribal. I can't remember what the vote breakdown was. I don't know. Did Devin, do you remember if you had two votes? Did you guys remember how?
I had a significant amount of votes toward me because I remember using the idol and I'm like, that was pointless because I wouldn't have gotten voted out anyway.
You would have been safe anyway.
I thought that I don't know for sure, but I thought me and Tom had done the math that like, oh, it's me and Tom versus Scott and Victor and Devin is the swing here. So I thought that me and Tom had approached Devin about like, hey, we need to vote out. But I think we were going to vote out Victor because Scotty had the immunity. And so like we thought that Devin was going to be possibly the swing. So I don't know that Devin had a lot of heat on her when she played her idol. I think she was actually in the powerful position, the power seat.
She got to choose which side she's going to go with. So she plays the idol, so she couldn't be voted out. Mm-hmm. Tom does end up getting voted out on that one. Who did you vote for on that one, Jeff? Did you put it on Victor?
Yeah, I think so.
So what's the vote spread there?
So it would have been me.
Did Devin get any votes?
Victor.
No, I think Devin voted. I thought Devin voted for Tom.
Okay, so Devin, Victor, Scotty voted for Tom, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought, but I remember Devin had a vote.
I thought, I don't know.
I think
Jeff and Tom voted for Devin because I think, like, last second effort, I think even Tom's like, Devin, right? If I can swing Scott and Victor, just take out
what we did. Maybe me and Tom had tried to loop you and pull Devin out.
Yeah, my memory is I didn't get a vote till I was out.
Yeah, no,
did you not get a vote the whole time?
Well, when I got voted out, I did. But yeah, I don't think I did.
Wait, yeah, we'll get there later. But that's pretty good because Jeff, you got at least one vote at the beginning.
I got like one vote in a couple of different tribals sporadically,
like,
and
random. Like, why?
Devin said after the game that she had voted for me like three times, like sporadically throughout the game. Like, I'm not really sure who is getting voted out, so I'm just voting Jeff out because I didn't like him and Scotty in the first challenge being so cocky.
That was literally it. That was it.
That's fair.
So we got, so that means we're down to the final four with Tom being voted out. So it's the four of you, Scotty, Jeff, Victor, and Devin. The next challenge was trivia. Jeff ends up winning it. Scotty kind of mentioned earlier in this round, you could pick a partner, someone who was out of the game already. Who had first pick a partner, Jeff?
Yeah, I did.
So Jeff takes Liz.
At that point, the people that were out, Liz was the obvious choice. Like,
I thought, yeah.
I'm taking the smartest person in the room.
And then Scotty goes with Cobley. And I think in Cobley's mind,
yeah,
that's true. But I think in Scotty's mind, Cobley, or no, in Cobb's mind, did he kind of think you had something to do with getting him out? So he kind of screwed you?
Yeah. Because he's so, like, yeah,
you made a bad decision.
Through the answers. I'm like, oh, I didn't think like that would, I even said like, hey, I didn't, it was either me or you possibly. I didn't want to draw rocks. And I mean, I don't know if I would have won in a day. I was the first one out of that challenge. I think Jeff kind of crushed it the last couple rounds. So I don't think I would have won that challenge regardless. But of course I'm out first and I'm looking like an idiot looking for an idol when they're already in people's pockets. So
I also didn't have like a lot of the in the last couple rounds of the trivia, I did not get a lot of the questions right. Everybody else was just, we had like
five values
we could wager, and everybody else was like betting four and five on everyone. And I like am doing like the math in my head of like, well, I'm just going to bet like one or two here, because if I get it wrong and they get it wrong, it's still going to be to my advantage to be losing less points than they are. So like,
yeah, because
even on the last question that I won, like, I literally wrote on my answer sheet, Devin Alliance ?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was really so when Scotty was the first one out, it was really funny to just watch him running around looking for idols.
I mean,
at that point,
I knew, like, it's me. So it's like, I got to try.
And Jeff, did you already have the idol in your pocket at that point while we were doing that challenge? All right.
Nope. Really?
So
then I suck at looking for idols because I had so
much
time.
You didn't have it during trivia?
Nope, I didn't have it during trivia.
Wow. All right, so
I didn't go searching until like mid-game, late game, but I was going crazy this whole game. Yeah. I never saw one idol, but you know, people had found them all over the place, the real ones and the fake ones, but I was going nuts. I was like, how can I not find it? I've looked everywhere.
Victor grabbed a ladder and climbed up into a tree, and I had to go inside. I was laughing so hard. Like, I was getting ready to.
He did it twice. Like,
I know. I was getting ready for him to scale my roof. Well, and like, to Victor's defense, like, he looked up in the tree once with the ladder, and then the idol got hit again. I'm just gonna guess what you were thinking. Yeah, there's no fucking way it's in that tree. But how can I not look on the off chance that Tyler did put it up there?
Right. Well, you commented on it. So, but.
Well, like, we all would have saw it too. Like, if you actually did go on a, like, yeah, take the ladder out. Oh, there's Tyler putting an idol in the tree. Because we're all outside, you know?
And to his defense, I mean, in real Survivor, that's where it would have been. All right. So Jeff wins immunity on that challenge. after the challenge, Jeff finds a hidden immunity idol. Talk about how you were feeling, because you spotted it and then couldn't grab it right away. So talk about that.
Yeah, so I mean, we were all scurrying around the yard, like looking for the idol, because once Devin played the idol last round, I asked you outright in front of everybody, like, hey, Devin just played the idol last round on the show. That means the idol's going back into the game. Are you going to put the idol back into the game? Which you said, yes. We all went inside so you could hide it. So we knew it was around somewhere. And while we were all like standing around, I spotted it in the corner of the tent. And Scotty and Victor are like walking around in the area. So then like for the next like 5 minutes while we're all like putzing around the yard, I'm like guarding that corner of the tent like my life depends on it, so that they don't get too close to it, while also still just trying to carry like normal conversation with them so they don't think that I'm being weird. Like I'm still like, oh, kind of looking around on the side of the garage, pretending that I don't know where it is when I'm guarding the location that it is, until Victor walked around to the front of the garage and Scotty went back to the hammock that me and him had checked four
eight times probably.
So he turned his back and like reached into the hammock, and I like reached up really fast and like snatched it out of the corner of the tent in that moment when I was like, I got like 10 seconds to get it. So it was like pretty nerve-wracking. My heart was like racing that entire time.
It's gonna be a great feeling though. It's like I have the final say of who goes home right now. Like it's me. I mean, that's gotta feel good. Fuck you, but it's gotta feel good.
Yeah, it was like
that was the big one.
Yeah, I would say it was crucial. And then like, because I had immunity from winning the challenge and I had the hidden immunity idol, it was like when I was able to go to Devin and tell her like, hey, I want to pair with you and we need to vote out Scotty, because at the time I felt like you had the best game. So it was like, all right, well, I need to use me and Devin against you. And now that I have the hidden immunity idol, I know like, well, if you try to vote out Devin, I'm going to protect her. Both votes are going to go on you and we're going to catch you.
Yeah. And I think Tyler backed out for, I think his internet sucks, but Ty's not here at this point, but Jeff, Devin, when did you talk? Like after you found the idol, Jeff, was it like right away? Like, hey, Devin, I have this. Let's do this.
Yeah, it was like soon after I had found the idol, I approached her two different times, once in like the side yard behind the garage, telling her like, hey, we need to pair up right now. And then again, when she was in, she had gone inside, I went inside to go use the restroom, and I went to go back outside. I was like, I need to like really lock this down with Devin, like that, like, hey, I want us to be the final two right now, so we need to like pair up and go after Scotty. And I went to go outside and she wasn't outside, so I was like, oh damn. And Tyler's like, aren't you going out? And I was like, no, I'm just gonna stand in the kitchen by myself for like 3 minutes waiting for Devin.
Yeah, and at that point I still was like, everyone's too serious about this. Like, no, there was, so I just really assumed that everyone was messing with me. But Jeff, I did start at that point to soften up. But yeah, and then we know my decision after that was didn't make much sense.
I got booted for a sec. Did we talk about what happened at Tribal?
No.
All right.
No, we're just, I have the, just that I had the immunity from the challenge and the hidden immunity idol, and I planned on using the hidden immunity. Had the note saying you have to play it at the final four or before, that final four is your last chance. So I knew like, well, I'm going to play it to protect Devin, because I want to get Scotty out in this moment. And I don't think I can turn Victor. I think I actually even asked Victor at that time, like, hey, will you vote out Scotty? And I don't think that he was willing to budge. I think he thought that I was full of it.
You think you might have, Victor?
I think I respected Jeff's game. I knew he was playing hard, but I basically, I didn't trust a lot of the strategy whenever Jeff had approached me. I was almost like, all right, I got to do the opposite of what he told me. Because
I'm pretty sure every single conversation I had with you was like totally truthful too, that every time I approached you, it was like genuine, like, I need you to try to vote with me in this moment.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I'm trying to think what would have been smartest. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it really would have mattered because either Scotty, I had the hidden and I had mine. So right. Scotty was going to, I had like full command of who was going to go home in that moment, assuming Devin would vote along with me. But I don't know that Devin did vote along with me when we went to the tri-poll.
I don't think she, I think,
so, yeah.
I don't know.
Good.
No, that's she voted it. For we Jeff. Didn't. She voted for Jeff.
Yeah, so, yeah, we so get we, into we, that. I didn't want to so, spoil it yet.
Yeah, so we go in to vote and I'm reading the votes. I told Tara, like, because my wife Tara collected everything, and I told her after the first one, I'm like, don't even tell me, like, kind of how it went down. I want to be surprised in the moment. And I'm pretty sure I read, all right, so Jeff's already safe. He plays a hidden immunity idol for Devin. So Devin is safe now. I start reading the votes. I think there were two Devins, which didn't count. There was one Scotty. And then I look in that box and I see the name Jeff, who couldn't be voted for. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, this could mess up everything. And it, and like, I think, I mean, Devin, do you have an idea of who you would have voted for if you didn't vote for Jeff on that one?
Oh my God.
Accidentally. Well, it's either Victor or Scotty.
I think that I don't remember who I ended up voting for. Who I ended up voting for? Scotty. I think probably Scotty, because that's who Jeff was telling me to vote out at that point. But yeah, we were some drinks in at that point. I literally was just like in the moment, like didn't know what was happening. I was just kind of going with the flow, and then I get back and see that Jeff has the immunity thing on. I'm like, oh, I'm such an idiot. Ty's gonna kill me.
I got, because I just, well, I started to freak out too, because what I didn't really think of before, if it's down to final four and there's two people who are immune, it could get a little weird if Scotty and Victor both got one vote. So if Devin went and voted for Victor, I don't really know what the move there is, because like if they can't vote, so Jeff and Devin, like I don't really know how that would work, because right. You can't everyone really draw rocks.
Right.
So I think if I did this again with four left, I would try to make it impossible to have two people immune.
Well, I guess that's where like the us playing it at home is different than like doing it on the show, because doing it on the show is where like at the final four, the winner of the immunity picks who's coming to finals with them. And then the other two people have to do the fire making challenge to figure out who's going to make it also, because like you can end up in this scenario that you're talking about where like, well, if they split the votes two and two, how do you break this tie?
And I mean, like,
yeah, and I think
in the show you can't use it in final four, so I think that's the reason. But I mean, we had eight people total, so it's kind of like, all right, you kind of have to be able to use it in final four if it's only eight people total. So
yeah, I thought of that, but yeah, I did kind of think like we only have eight, so like I want more opportunities to play it. But when Devin went to vote, in my mind, I'm like, just vote Scotty so we don't have to have like as much controversy and just get him out of here. So we didn't have to like figure out what the next step was going to be if she put it on Victor. Yeah. So
in the show, there was a situation, two people had immunity idols, two people got voted for. It was a tie, and Sari, who had no votes against her, had to leave the show because of that weird situation. So yeah, that would be a stupid way.
I think that was final six, or maybe it was final five. I forget, but yeah.
But on that one, at the reunion, I think Probst like got a TV out and like drew out a whole diagram of who's safe and who's not, because it did get so confusing. All right, so Jeff gets through to the final, Victor gets through to the final, Devin gets through to the final. So the final challenge was a mix of, you know, there's a puzzle aspect to it. There's a physical aspect. So it's Devin, Jeff, Victor. Jeff flew through the puzzle way faster than Devin and Victor. Devin eventually finished it. Victor struggled. I think he's going to practice over the next year. I know. What's up, Victor?
I got smoked. That was a very poor performance.
Did you have a strategy going in?
I wanted to get all the puzzle pieces over and then do it, but looking back, the fact that the puzzle had an outline of each piece on the table, it could have made sense to do the boundaries as you're bringing them over type of thing. But I don't know. I was so far behind in that. I don't know if that would have even made a difference, but that's what I would have done different is as I bring the pieces over, put the boundaries on the boundary type of thing.
Right. Jeff, did you have a strategy on that one?
Originally, I thought my strategy was going to be to, like, as I grabbed each piece to put it in, like, the puzzle in, like, the proper location. But then, like, I did two pieces, and Victor is, like, flying back and forth. So then immediately I have to do the, like, well, all bets are off. I just need to try to get these puzzle pieces over as fast as I can and hope that I can solve the puzzle as fast as Victor does so that I'm only behind him by what I feel like is like two or three pieces, because that's what I saw him flying. And then, like, by the time I moved all my pieces over, Victor got his pieces over to the table like two or three pieces faster than I did, because he had that like quick shuffle strategy down faster than I did.
Yeah, in my mind, like the way I pictured it when I set it up was, and I don't know why, but I just thought people were going to take a piece, place it, take a piece, place it. I didn't think it was going to be like a mad rush at the beginning. Looking back, that probably was the move. Devin, did anything going into that? You were putting some pieces in.
I was very slow. I took the pieces very slow. I wasn't rushing back and forth to get the pieces onto the puzzle. I took a piece. I was looking for all the corners and all the edges, and I would put them in the right place as soon as I got them. And it took me a little longer to get the pieces, but I did. I finished not too long after Jeff, and Victor took a while.
Yeah. So Jeff finished the whole thing because he had to go around the house after completing the puzzle, get a basketball shot in, go around the house one more time, get a cornhole shot. Devin didn't get to the cornhole. Victor didn't. He didn't even finish the puzzle.
I missed.
Victor didn't finish the puzzle. We said it five times.
sorry, Victor. I'm gonna drop it. All right. Jeff wins that competition. So this is the third competition Jeff has won. He gets to choose whether he brings Devin to the finals or Victor to the finals. So Jeff is in the finals. He has to choose between the two of them. Devin and Victor both got to make a case as to why he should bring either one of them. And they did play way different games. So Jeff, what went into your decision-making on that one?
So when I made the decision at the time, I had felt like Devin got voted out second. So she hadn't really been playing the game very much. And I didn't really feel like she had like as intense of a game as Victor, whereas Victor had talked vocally several times throughout the day about how he was like, oh, I feel like I'm on the bottom. I feel like I'm on the bottom. And I felt like if I bring Victor, he's going to have this really good pitch about, well, I've been on the bottom all day long and I've had to come back like and survive and like outwit and outplay everybody all day long and just like survive in advance, which he had done. So I felt like that was going to be a really compelling case for him. Whereas I felt like Devin's case was going to be like, oh, I got voted out early and then I won the challenge to get back in. And then I was part of the right vote at five, but then I was part of Jeff's vote at four to bring me along, and then Jeff's making the choice here. So I didn't feel like her case was going to be as strong as Victor's, but I guess I didn't do like the mental math of like, well, she's been socializing with everybody the whole time and she had all this extra time with Chibs, and I'm going to be burning my bridge with Victor, and she's been socializing with Liz, like she's been playing like the social butterfly thing all day long, maybe not the outplay gameplay, but like out socialize all day long.
So Jeff, in the end, would you have liked a little more time than just, hey, you just want to make your pick now? In my mind, I feel like you should have had like 10 minutes, like let's all break up, maybe have a little more talk to talk, like face to face with both of these people, and then maybe kind of read the room a little more than just being like, hey, you won, pick one of these guys now.
I don't think Tyler like implied that I had to make the choice right then. He just said that you got to make the choice and like, oh, do they want to make their pitches? But I never even like really felt like I had to make the choice right then. But I had like kind of predetermined in my head that I thought the better person to take was Devin. And I had also promised Devin at four, even though She clearly did not take me at my word at the time. I promised her at four that I wanted to be final two with her. So I didn't, I also didn't want to like burn that and be like, hey, I lied to you. Cause I didn't really lie to anybody all day long. You know, I never told anybody that I wouldn't vote for them. And I did. And I never told anybody that I was going to vote one way and I didn't. So I didn't want to tell Devin, hey, we're going to be final two together. And then in that moment, screw her. So I'd already like kind of like predetermined who I was bringing. So like taking extra time, like maybe I would have done some more mental gymnastics, but I really think I would have in the moment landed in the same place. But hindsight, I think I was like actively making the wrong decision.
I think if we did it again, I would probably give Victor and Devin more time to make a case as to why that he should take them to the two. Again, I don't know if it would have changed anything, maybe not in this case. Victor, what do you think?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happens on the show is Jeff would have got like a one-on-one with both of us without people like there. But yeah, I don't know. I felt like, I know at the beginning of this talk, I said I would have had a different pitch to Jeff, but in the moment, I don't know if I would have came to that conclusion. I think it took like 24 hours, 48 hours to really put it together in my head. It's hard to do it, you know, in the game.
Yeah, Devin.
You're frozen, Ty. I don't know what you're saying.
What just basically, saying? I mean, I kind of, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Like right away, I said, all right, make your pitch as to why Jeff should take you to the end. On the show, you get to think about it for a little while. You get to go talk to the person who's making the decision. I mean, you got chosen anyway, so it might not.
Just talk to Evan.
I don't know what he's saying, but anyway, I think if I don't know in the case, I think I made a good case, but in this at the same time, I also like in my head, I'm like, if I was sitting in the, you know, jury voting, I would have probably voted for Victor, because like not I mean, instead of myself is what I'm saying, because you did make so many good like speeches and cases for yourself, and I'm like, and you tried really hard, you were taking it super seriously. I don't know how seriously I was taking the whole thing. I think I just had a little bit of a leg up from definitely socializing. I mean, getting voted out early was probably like the best thing to happen to me, because I just with the jury was immediately like hitting it off with people, and you know, I knew I had somewhat of a chance of getting back in, so I just really was trying to socialize with people. And I, at first it wasn't a tactic, but after a while it was working out for me. So, but I think logistically it would have, I think I probably, wouldn't have voted for myself.
All right. So can you guys hear me? I got booted again.
No, maybe yeah. You're good.
All right. So Jeff takes Devin to the final two. We make pitches. I loved how seriously the jury took it. I thought like questions were pretty good. Jeff, Devin make pitches. The jury asks questions. I really didn't know what way it was going to shake out at all. As we were reading the votes, it came out 3-3. Of course, it's a tie, which makes things a little more difficult. At that point, you know, what we did was we took the last person eliminated and we had them choose who won. Victor was the last person eliminated. So it was, you know, at the end of the day, it was up to him. He chose between Jeff and Devin, and he chose Devin. So Devin ended up winning. I mean, what do you think about this way of doing it if we did it again?
Do you know if that's how like survive? Do you know if that's how Survivor, like on the show, if that's how they do it, if that's how they would do it if it resulted in a tie between two people in the finals? Because I'd say with three people, they obviously have the potential for there being a tie, and I don't know if their jury is always odd numbered or not.
They've had a tie. So they had a tie one season. There was a final three. And what they did was the other person in the final three cast the deciding vote. So definitely a different scenario. It's a different scenario than what we had here. But I don't know. One other way I was thinking that it could be done if we did it again and this happened was you take the two finalists, you get them out of there, and you have the jury deliberate, and they can make cases either way. And then they can maybe vote again. And then at that point, if it's tied, you have Victor cast the deciding vote. But yeah. What are some things, Jeff or Devin? Let's start with Jeff, just because you were the one who ended up losing it very narrowly. What are some things that you might have said looking back to try to win this thing?
So I do think, just like real quick, that like it did feel like a tough way to lose that, like, oh, we split the final tribal jury vote and the decision is going to come down to the person that I just basically like gave the finger to, like, I'm not taking you to final two, I'm taking Devin. So like Victor's definitely like, it's like pretty soon after I just told Victor, like, you're not in the final two with me. So I feel like Victor is already predisposed to not want to vote for me to win anyways. But like when we were making the pitches for who should win, I feel like I made like the case that I wanted to make, and that like it was that like I played a hard game all day long. I think the thing that I probably would have like vocalized more, which is something that like I've said on here, is that like I don't think I ever lied to anybody. Like I'm pretty sure I was like straight up honest with everybody the entire time that like I'm gonna vote this person out and I need you to vote with me, or I'm not gonna vote for you. Like at one point me and Scotty had a conversation about like I won't write your name down, you don't write my name down, and then when we get to the final four we'll figure it out. But like I don't think I ever like told somebody like Victor, like I told Victor like, hey, I need you in the loop with me here to vote for this person. And Victor didn't take me out. Like I think that was when we were at final four and it was time to vote Scotty out. I told Victor like, hey, vote for Scotty, and Victor didn't take me at my word, and Devin didn't take me at my word. So like I think that's the thing that I probably would have vocalized more, is that like I was honest with everybody the whole day long, even though I was playing what I felt like was a really hard, really fast game the whole time.
Yeah, I mean the only person you lied to is probably me, I think, the last final four, but you kind of had to.
Yeah, but we had talked earlier about like, well, we'll carry each other. I won't write your name down and you won't write my name down until we get to final four. And then it's like, well, we got to figure it out then, you know, like,
yeah. And so I think
we were even pretty honest about it then.
Yeah. And I still voted for you anyways, to win the whole thing. But, Tyler is off right now again. So I guess Devin, same question goes to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have probably said exactly what I said. I can't really think of anything else I would have added other than like, you know, obviously I talked up how I was social and I, you know, I was genuine with everybody. I think I might have mentioned that, and the challenges I was in, I didn't perform terribly. And I was actually, I looked back, I'm like, I was actually in a lot more challenges than I remembered being in. I thought I missed so much when I was voted out, but it was only a couple challenges I missed. So I was actually in most of them. So I think I psyched myself out a little bit on that one. And I probably would have mentioned something about that. But I think what got me to the end was just being friendly with everyone. So I don't, yeah. That's it.
I think the coolest thing about that final tribal or the cast of when the whole thing was the pizzas arrived during that, which would happen in the actual show. And the thought in that pizza guy's mind, probably like, what the hell is going on right now? There's six people on one side staring at these two people here and just staring at them. What is going on? But he's like, I don't know. I thought that was cool how that worked out perfectly the way that the actual show does happen. Then
the pizza guy didn't look that weirded out though. Strange like, thing. He seemed very comfortable with what he was seeing.
Hey, where I'm like, is this happening more than we think? And he's so used to this in town, like that's kind of crazy. But I thought that was the coolest part, was like that happened, Devin won, and it's like, all right, pizza's here. Let's talk about this inside.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler.
You guys, you got to turn your audio on, I think.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we got you now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm on my phone now. Internet sucks. Yeah, I don't know what you guys talked about, but just a couple more things, then we can wrap it up. One, Victor, is there a chance you would have voted for Jeff if he didn't call you, I think, a turd or something during Climate Tribal?
I guess the short answer is yes, possibly. It was definitely more whatever your right brain, left brain, like an emotional more than an analytical, because I do think pointing at a survivor game, Jeff made big moves. You know, the giving Devin the immunity was like pretty epic. It kind of got stepped on because Devin voted for him, and it kind of like took the wind out of the sails on it
a little bit.
Yeah, but it was definitely more of an emotional thing, and I guess I voted for Devin, no shame there, but I was shocked that it tied. I thought maybe it'd be one or two for Devin and, you know, the rest for Jeff. So, you know, when it came down to me, you know, I wasn't going to change my vote. To answer your question you asked initially, like, should you change it in the future? I do think that is not a good system. I did feel, you know, it shouldn't come down to like a one person thing that decides the game. I didn't enjoy it, and I was doing it, and I don't think I would enjoy watching it. But that's, you know, that's what I voted for. And that's, I guess, why Survivor is like a crazy game, because stuff like that can happen.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know what a better way to do it, because I agree that like it was a little bit unsatisfying to have a tie, and like Jeff said, have the person who Jeff just eliminated decide his fate. I do like the idea of like a jury deliberation afterwards, where each side can pitch their case and give people the opportunity to change their vote. If we play again next year, and this goes out to anyone, how's it going to look different compared to this year?
I think we play harder to start. Like what we all said, the first tribal was kind of like everyone shooting the shit. No one's really talking strategy. I think we just talk strategy the second we get there, like not even after the first challenge, like we get to your house or wherever we do it next year. And we talk then. It's like, hey, like, let's team up Taylor now. Like, let's not be the first ones out. I would love the decision if we did it like 12 teams, do two tribes. We start, you know, a little earlier and kind of do it that way, kind of like an actual Survivor thing. Yep. And I do think with, you know, you posting on Facebook, there's definitely people that will be like, they were like, oh yeah, I'm hands down doing this next year. So I think you can find 12 easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a struggle to get. Go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I didn't mean to speak. I always liked on the show the endurance challenges, like, or somebody has to keep their hand in the air or like stay on a balance thing, which is a little hard to do if we're trying to keep it short on time. But I think something like that, where, you know, it can't take hours, but I always like those endurance things, especially, you know, towards the end, they can be pretty epic.
Yeah, I've definitely got ideas for challenges next year. Because I think some went very well and some were okay. They were fine. But like, I kind of saw what worked and what didn't. So definitely have some different things lined up for next year. I've got a few ideas for next year that I really want to do, and it's going to kill me that I can't really talk about them until we do it again. So I don't want to like ruin anything.
In the water, holding onto like sticks. It was like one of the first few seasons, and it took literally like 36 hours. And I get, you know, we can't do that, and the show probably hates that because they burn through 36 hours of camera. But those are awesome.
I remember that one. Yeah, what else? So yeah, I think to clean up next year, we can't let people bring in fake notes. You got to surrender immunity idols if you get voted out. Definitely try to get more people. Like you said, Scotty, I mean, it was a little bit difficult to get 8 people this year. But I think now that you guys have all played it, I'll probably be able to get most of you guys back. And then you can tell other people kind of what it's all about. Because coming into it, I don't think you guys knew exactly what it was going to look like. I think overall it worked out pretty well. Who's got the best chance next year if we do it with that same cast?
Devin. The queen stay queen, right? The queen stay queen. See, I had this thought that like, oh, if we play again, I have this inherent thought that like, oh, if we play again and me and Devin are in, are me and Devin going to have this inherent target on our backs to start the game because we were the final two?
Right.
And that's kind of why you had to have more people and different people too. Like, you can't have the same cast. Like, all right, let's get Jeff and Devin off first. They already got their chance.
I mean, I'll reveal one thought that I've had that I think would be really funny. So, like, whichever returning players we get, and they'll start in the backyard. And then whatever new players we get, I tell them, all right, you can't say anything. And then they just, like, walk around the corner of the house so you don't know who the new people are going to be. So, like, all of a sudden you just see, like, whoever, you know, Zach walks out or it's, like, some rando person. So you don't know who, like, is going to be playing. But anyway, I don't think there's much else to say. You guys got anything?
No.
Well, once again, thank you guys for doing this. It was so much fun for me. Hopefully it was for you. Hopefully you all do it next year as well. Congrats to Devin. Congrats to all of you guys. You made the final four. That's it. Top Shelf Fantasy.